I text him at 4. If you can't FaceTime me into the full-on candle-fired birthday cake reflected in Charlotte's brimming eyes, just take a picture, or 5, of fond and shiny faces in places I can no longer go. Just show me the colors of love I am missing, air kissing alone to time zone 6 weeks and counting away. I say that's all I need, an image or 2. Sam bouncing balloon-like, Harrison slapping one tiny fist into the other, smothering chocolate into his rosebud mouth, trailing smears across his perfect cherub's face. Where once I was a glass-half-full girl, now I'm fighting to find the pearl in any oyster, cloistered with my own infected thoughts, 1,000 words a minute, all colonized by COVID's stealthy, isolating threat, whose presence deals in absence of connection, affection. No, I haven't touched a living, breathing, heart-beating human being in 6 weeks. Too many month-long hours pass, making matters worse. I'm immersed in taxes. Finally, he calls. No need to say he stalled, failing to find a minute to slide the ever-present, often-handled camera-ready phone from his pocket. Just 60 seconds needed to unlock a little light for me. Shaken and ashamed of my fragility, I weep. Tears seep, not Sunday's generous salt, inspired by the sound of my near neighbors singing off-key Amazing Grace on balconies too far from hospitals to be heard by frazzled frontline workers holding the worn-out hands of even more isolated elderly, but rather a pathetic pity party of one, healthy, safe, and mostly sane, but still unspeakably sad.